Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, founder and president of Heckman Financial. Eric is here today to share some really good ideas with you for retirement. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and if you're like me, you probably have a lot of questions about retirement. Of course, we want you to remember Eric's phone number, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. And today you'll hear all about Eric's blueprint to worry less wealth. Getting this blueprint can help you with some of your very concerns you have about retirement. If there is something you need to specifically address with Eric, then reach out to us at 800-454-1184. And you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Hello, Eric. We have a lot to talk about today, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, of course, in the news always, and a lot of it's not always very positive, right? So we don't have to necessarily talk about all the negative stuff out there, and the more you spend on social media, the more depressed you're going to be. So, you know, try to avoid all that negative stuff and think about what's the positive stuff going on, and, you know, and what's more importantly, the thing I always ask is, you know, what the heck can I do about any of this, right? Mm-hmm. So if it's stuff that you can't do anything about, I mean, like, you know, we've been having the smoke for weeks now from the fires. The firefighters are doing a great job, but some of that brush and stuff in the deep canyons and all that stuff are not easy places to get to. So, you know, we can't do much about it, but when and where to exercise and, you know, stay hopefully out of the smoke mostly. So, yeah. You know, there's things like that. Salesforce getting included in the indexes there, and then all of a sudden has a record profit, and boom, they also lay off people.
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
You know, you kind of go, hold on, how can you have a record profit and lay off 1,000 people? Well, I mean, yeah, I guess the one thing you can say is that's how they're having record profits, right? They're getting rid of people.
Maybe. Right?
So, I think we're going to see a lot more and more of this going on going forward, that now that the PPP loans and all these other things have kind of gone away, you know, a lot of those, the payroll loans that businesses were getting said you cannot change your workforce significantly. So most companies were really scared to lay off anybody during that time frame. Now those things, most of those timelines are already gone for most businesses, and hey, they can do what they need to do. And yeah, that's what's going to probably start happening. And I think we're going to see a lot more and more layoffs. And well, the airlines have already announced like monster layoffs the second their federal protection part, you know, benefits end. So, there's definitely a lot of headwinds still ahead. But again, you know, what can you do financially, I think, is always the question.
Right. And that's what we're here for, to sort of shed some positive light on your retirement. And President Donald Trump recently said this.
I'm providing a payroll tax holiday to Americans earning less than $100,000 per year.
So he just signed this executive order, took effect September 1st. And it's, of course, about deferring Social Security payroll taxes from workers' paychecks until the end of this year. And the goal was to, you know, put a little extra money in everybody's pockets and in their paychecks. But we're really not sure what kind of an impact it's going to have. So, Eric, you know, it seems like it's good news to have a few extra dollars in our paychecks. But how much more of a strain can the Social Security system take?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, 10% of Americans aren't working, so cutting your payroll tax is kind of a joke, right? Because if you don't have a paycheck, right,
not getting anything.
Thanks for nothing, literally
zero.
So that doesn't help. And you know, the other thing too is, from what I've read about this, unless they've changed it for the way it's kind of come into play, is it's actually supposed to be just a deferral till January, and then you're going to owe it back. So I don't know if they did end up in the end changing that or not. So there's a lot of what the heck is this about type of thing and all that, you know, all these questions that have coming up, because some of this stuff that the government's doing is kind of like, here, let's just do this and then figure it out later. And a lot of times that's pretty tough to do. And so, you know, but yeah, the other thing is, I hate when they call it the payroll tax. This is Social Security funding. Mm-hmm. This is not cutting, you know, a tax that's going to buy missiles or going to do whatever, or, you know, be wasted in the government coffers. This is money that is going to anybody that you know who's on Social Security, including yourself down the road. So this is money that they're going to take from being able to fund Social Security. And Social Security has already said they've got issues coming around 2035, mm-hmm. which sounds like you know, so far down the road, but that's 15 years. Mm-hmm. That's not that far from today. You know, at that point, the last I read was, I think they're still holding at 80% is what they're going to be able to pay. So in other words, it's kind of like you call up your mortgage company saying, you know I'm supposed to pay $3,000, but I'm going to pay 80% from now on. You're okay with that, right? No, the mortgage company's going to say, and then we're going to send you this nice letter. It's called Notice of Default and Foreclosure, right? So yeah, no, you can't do that. But Social Security is basically saying that on all their trustee reports. And now we're going to cut the funding even further. The other thing, of course, is only for people making under $100,000. So it's not going to help everybody. And Social Security maxes out at $137,000. So, you know, people over that income probably have maxed out already for the year anyway. So kind of more smoke and mirrors, I think, and kind of more gimmicky than any sort of real help. You know, it is 6.2% of your paycheck. So, you know, it's a little bit of something. Your employer pays the other 6.2%. So it does help businesses a tiny bit. But again, if they're going to have to pay it back, you know, then that's going to be a little bit tougher. And so, yeah, one of the things, again, is, you know, should you take Social Security now? Should you wait? I mean, that's one of the things that I've had more and more people asking me about, actually, because of this and because of the massive debt. I mean, we, you know, the government printed $3 trillion this year, $3 trillion. In the financial crisis, they printed one. You know, and that was over a period of time. This was like within 3 months. I mean, they're printing, inventing $1 trillion a month. Somehow we got to pay that back. So, yeah, I mean, does it affect when you should turn on Social Security? It may or may not. I mean, for people who are very close to Social Security and can turn it on, I don't think it's going to affect them as much. If you're 50, 55, or 60, I think it's going to affect you even more, because especially 50 and 55-year-olds, because if they're going to be running out of money in about 15 years, especially if you're 50, guess what? You know, your full retirement age is 67, and that's more than 15 years from now. So you're going to be right there at the wrong time. And, you know, that's when you're going to need to have your own personal pensions. That's where you're going to have your own savings set up. That's where you're going to have to be really having a real financial plan. So, you know, again, one of the things that we've been doing right now for this time frame is just waiving our planning fee for radio listeners and saying, hey, you know, we want to be able to help you. So we can do a phone call, 15, 30 minute phone call to say, you know, what's your concerns? What things do you want to have us help you with? And we can kind of go over those. And there's no cost or obligation. If you wanted to go forward, we would create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we go over your income, your investment, your tax, your healthcare and legacy, the five areas that you need to have down in writing and figure out where you're at. And then it's up to you if you want to take action on those or not. But there's no obligation. We'll just give you that info, give you that plan of where you're at right now and say, hey, these are the things you should fix. And that's up to you. So again, give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric, we've come to the time in our show where you tell us a story, some type of a financial failure. And of course, we do this so that we can learn from people who've had struggles in the past. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's actually back to the good old roaring 90s. And so I've got a friend who's a fellow financial advisor down in Southern California, and he was telling me the story about, you know, he had this guy come in and he just said, "Now your strategies are too boring. You know, they're not exciting enough. You know, I've got $1 million here and I'm always making money. So I don't know why I even came to talk to you," and you know, and all this stuff. And so he's like, "Whatever, you know, and well, enjoy, you know, what you're doing on your own and, you know, keep it up, I guess." And, you know, and the gentleman had $1 million saved up, and his goal was to take out $50,000 a year, and which, you know, that's usually fairly doable long term. Well, 3 years later, so after the dot-com bust and 9/11 and all that stuff, this guy actually called him up and came into his office again and said, "Can you help me?" He remembered him coming in before saying how he was doing all this great investing and all this. He's like, well, what happened? And he took out the $50,000, you know, for the 3 years. And his balance now was $450,000. He'd lost half of his money. And now taking out $50,000 on $450,000, I mean, that's more than, you know, 10% of your money. That's not sustainable. And so he was wondering, you know, is there a way to, you know, to help him, and is there anything he can do? And of course, the answer was, that was 3 years ago. You should have done something, you know, and protected part of it. And I always think about that, just because if there's times when some stuff are just shooting up and going crazy, and yeah, there's a lot of difference. It's really hard to sometimes tell the difference between skill and luck. And typically with investing, sadly enough, it's usually luck more than skill. You know, so a lot of times people think that they're doing great. They think they know it all. They think they're going to, you know, time it all perfect. And then, you know, life happens, things change. And then guess what? You know, you don't have that money anymore. So yeah, it's really critical to have a plan that works in all situations, not just the good ones.
You can certainly give Eric a call. He's offering you his time. 800-454-1184 is the number that you may call to set up a discovery visit with Eric. So take advantage of this time to go in and talk to Eric about your own questions if you have something different than what we've been talking about. He can put you on that guide to a blueprint to worryless wealth, which he's offering to you today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio, and we're so glad you joined us today. We all know that technology is a dominant force in our lives. I love that we can do our shopping online. I love that we can do our banking online, which mostly my husband does, but just at the touch of a finger, you know, we even carry our smartphones around and we can order things off of our phones. So it's pretty cool. But might we soon be hearing this as we start our retirement planning?
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Oh my goodness, that's the robot antagonist HAL 9000 from the classic film 2001 A Space Odyssey. But all joking aside, robo-advisors have honestly started popping up more. Of course, the first being released in 2014, which actually surprises me. I thought it would be a lot sooner than that. But Eric, why don't you explain to us what a robo-advisor is?
Well, it's just basically an algorithm, a computer model that says, here, this is how we're going to invest. We're moving the money around. There's no real human. You know, you just go online, pick whichever Happy Meal you want, you know, in essence. I mean, you know, what level of risk do you want? And, you know, they're going to have a couple different flavors to pick from. And then they put you into that model. And, you know, it's low cost. It works when things are going up. You know, there's usually doesn't work quite as well when things are going down. And there's a lot of things it won't do for you. But if you're just looking for pure money management, you know, that's a way to go.
You know, allowing phone apps and these algorithms to help us plan our lives is actually becoming very prevalent. You know, we get our directions online from our phones. We actually can monitor our physical fitness, you know, by wearing those different apps. So why shouldn't we also consider a robo-advisor for our retirements? What would be some of the pros?
Well, I mean, the main thing is cost. I mean, that's actually, it's probably the only thing is cost.
So,
you know, so really, they don't need to be fed, and you know, there's no other things. Really, all they have to do is make enough money to pay for the website, right, and pay for the people running the websites, and So, you know, on that side of things, I mean, yeah, they are a lot better because they've lowered the cost of investing. And so, you know, for some people, they can be a good way. I mean, especially if you have less money and you're just starting out, you know, it's not a bad way to go, because at least, you know, you're going to get some money moved around and it's going to be diversified. And, you know, so it's not a bad thing in essence, but, you know, again, it's not going to help you with a lot of other things, right? They're only going to do that one thing. I mean, it's, you know, you program a, you know, something to do something, and that's all it's going to do. It's not going to create new things to do.
So the cons, what are the cons to using a robo-advisor for retirement?
Well, especially for retirement, is I haven't seen any that have any really great ways to solve the complexity of how to withdraw money in retirement. Building up money, accumulating money, that's actually really simple math. It's very easy math. Withdrawing money, when you have to throw in into consideration, are you withdrawing from a Roth? Are you withdrawing from a taxable account, from IRA, 401k? So what's the tax ramifications of that withdrawal? What's the tax ramifications of the dividends and interest? Is that, you know, is that something, again, in what tax type of account is it? Is it a Roth or traditional stuff? And is it putting off passive income? Is it, you know, doing a lot of capital gains? Is it offset other things, or where should this money be coming from? You know, all that stuff gets to be a lot more complicated, because you have to know about your tax situation. Things change year to year. You know, if you're getting Social Security, how's that going to affect the taxes on the withdrawals from here? You know, there's all these other things that really, really are tough to play out. And again, these things are all 100%, you know, market investments. So there is zero security with those. So there is going to be no lifetime income guarantee. There's going to be no pension for anything. All these assets, by definition, have to be stuff that a computer can easily trade. So if there's some great investments out there that are paying you, you know, 6%, you know, ongoing, and, you know, have very great tax benefits, but aren't liquid and aren't tradable, they're not going to have you in those types of investments. So there's going to be a lot of the world that's going to be missing. Again, it's kind of like going to, you know, walking into a Toyota dealership saying, I want to buy a Ford truck. You know, they're going to show you probably a Toyota truck, would be my guess. They're probably not going to call up Ford and say, oh, here, we're going to drive a customer down there. You know, they're not going to do that, right? They're there to sell Toyotas. And if you're a robo-advisor and your website just to manage money, they're only going to do is managing money really on an accumulation focus, but not on a distribution focus. And again, it's going to be all 100% invested. So again, you know, how much risk are you taking? You know, is there a way to know that? Well, yeah, one of the things you can do is you can actually do a portfolio analysis and say, okay, hey, Eric, you know, can you tell me what level of risk do I have? If another 08 happens, what's going to go on with my portfolio? If a great year like 2013 happens, what's going to happen with it? And in between, you know, where should that money be? Those are critical things to know before things go bad, right? You want to know that, you know, what's the worst case and the best case scenario before they occur. And then you also want to know, what are the things am I missing? What are the things that I haven't even thought about? I mean, you know, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you you don't know that, right? So if you want to take some time and really learn about what should you be doing today and what changes should you be making and how do I get to that blueprint to worry less wealth, so that way I don't have to worry about my money. Well, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and we can go over what your situation is and see if you want to do the planning or not. But again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So who's winning the battle between machines and mankind? Don't go anywhere.
I'll be back.
Who will help you get there? You've spent years working, taking care of your kids, saving money, and now you're nearing retirement. Or maybe you're already retired. Now it's your turn. You get to decide where to go next. Will your retirement include travel? Do you have a guide to help you get there? The team at Heckman Financial Services have helped hundreds of families create their blueprint to worry less wealth. Don't let financial limitations take you off course in retirement. Eric Heckman and his team want you to have the retirement you've worked so hard for. Come in and meet with the team at Heckman Financial Services. They'll help you create a blueprint that's tailored to your lifestyle and long-term financial goals with their trademarked blueprint to worry less wealth. To find out what the heck you need to do to retire on your terms, schedule a meeting with Eric Heckman and his team by calling or texting the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. That's the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't you like to worry less in retirement? That's Eric's goal for you. So you probably remember the movie The Terminator, about a futuristic war waged between machines and mankind. And the robots were named Terminators, which makes you think there's no way the humans could have ever won, right? However, this so-called battle between robo-advisors and the human financial advisors that we're talking about today does appear that the humans might be winning. According to a recent NerdWallet survey, 2,000 Americans were asked how they manage their investments. About 1,200 of them actually had investment accounts, and they were asked how they feel about using a human financial advisor versus a robo-advisor. So, Eric, tell us some of the things, the key findings in that survey.
Well, yeah, robo-advisors were definitely less popular. About 44% of investors were using a financial advisor, and only about 15 were using that robo-advisor to run them. And of course, the rest were doing it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence is a lot higher with human advisors, where, 51% of the people said they were very confident with their financial advisor, with only about 34% being confident in the website or, robo-advisor, whatever you want to call it.
Right. And another key finding is, what we've talked about is that human contact is just a really good point for people who do not use those robo-advisors. So if you could, Eric, talk about the importance of having that personal touch when you're making decisions and helping someone with their retirement.
Well, I mean, if we were truly just robots, I think the robo-advisors would be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't do any, dumb mistakes. We wouldn't overspend in retirement. We wouldn't buy stuff we don't need. But, there's a lot of stuff that we would not do. And then, of course, we would also have rational tax laws. We wouldn't have the tax laws changing all the time. Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have, a lot of the stuff that actually does end up happening probably would not be happening. But really, once you have that human touch, you kind of go, okay, well, how much are you really spending per month? I mean, that to me is the single-handedly biggest number that nobody can ever tell me the truth on. It's not that they're lying. It's just, they can't handle the truth as a, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, said it one time so well, right? They just, people spend what they make. And you're used to spending it. And so if you plan something in some computer program and it's an unrealistic number, it's going to give you the correct numbers for that unrealistic situation, which is then not going to turn out well. Mm-hmm. Right. So really, that's the part that, I think that the computers and the websites can't really get right. And then also they don't know how to do all the tax planning around that. How, which money should you be taking from where, what timing, how do you lower your taxes over your lifetime? One of the most ridiculous things is asking a CPA or a tax person, how do I lower my tax this year? It should be always, how do I lower my tax for the rest of my life? And again, if you ask the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. And most people are asking the wrong questions. So the robo stuff may tell you one simple thing, but they're not going to look at this other stuff down the road and how it's going to all play out. So, I think that's probably why they're never going to be the full solution. They could handle some investment management, but overall planning, definitely, it's not going to be something that's going to be probably possible. So I would really steer clear of those people and really focus on somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means they have to look out for you. And again, if that's something you want to look at and you want to get that second opinion, that's one of the things we can do. We've been waiving the planning fee for radio listeners. So if you want to set up a time, we can do a phone call, find out about your situation. And then if you want us to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, no cost, no obligation, we'll go ahead and go through that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, show you the plan you have now. You may not even know what it is, but we'll show you. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things that may need to be changed. Then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do that on your own. But at least you're going to get that critical information that you really need to have. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. So we're talking right now about the difference between using a robo-advisor or a human advisor, a real person. And the thing I keep hearing about robo-advisors, Eric, is their ability to help with that investment management because, you know, they have that algorithm that they can use and kind of make those decisions on. But we know in talking to you that retirement is so much more than investment. So can you explain all the other factors that go into retirement planning?
Probably the biggest one, like I said earlier, there was, you know, how much spending, you know, what is your spending need going to be in retirement? Figuring out that, you know, are you including vacations and fun in that? You know, are those realistic assumptions? I mean, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I mean, 28, you know, so far, but you know, almost 30 years. I've seen hundreds of people retire. I know what they do that's smart and what they do that's not so smart. Something that you can't very easily program, you know, unfortunately. And so, you know, those are the things I can, you know, show people. It's like, oh, no, these are, you're missing this or you're missing that. I mean, I had somebody who was like, oh, yeah, my husband, she's already stopped working. And, you know, my husband may stop working now. And she paid off her house. And so she lives pretty simply. She's like, oh, I only need about $3,000 a month to live on. And I'm like, you're not even counting for health insurance.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, and it's like, hold it, you know, that's about another $1,000 a month. Well, on a $3,000 a month budget, you know, that's a big difference. And so, you know, so there's things that the robots and the web pages may not necessarily account for. And then again, like I was saying before about taxes, I mean, taxes in retirement are crazy. They are so much more complicated. Nobody believes me until the first year after they've retired and they do their tax return. And then pretty much everybody comes back to me and says, wow, now I know what you're talking about. And so the reason why they're so complicated is when you're working, you just get a W-2 and, you know, whatever other interest things you have, and you just do your tax return. There's not much choice to do. When you're retired, you've got all these different pots of money, right? You've got the taxable, you know, bucket of money. You got the tax deferred, tax free, regular dollars. And which one you take money from is going to create how your taxes are structured. Well, that is something that I have not seen any web page do yet, and any robo advisor, you know, really help people with. So, and that is critical information, because if you screw that up, you could be paying way more tax, and that loses a lot of return. So even if that robo advisor did a great job, if you're paying 10 or 15% more tax because you're doing things wrong, well, there goes most of that return, right?
Right. So true. So how do you help your clients create a plan that's designed to address all these different factors?
Well, you know, it's again about having a plan. So that's the biggest thing, right? You know, that four-letter word, plan. And yeah, so really what we do is first and foremost, we create that income plan. So we look at everything in there, inflation, taxes, all the stuff, how each type of money is taxed differently, when you're going to take money from which, and so forth. You know, do you have some lifetime income? Most of us don't have pensions, so we can often help people get some sort of guaranteed lifetime income, because there's so many studies that say that's the only way you're going to be able to survive in retirement is have some sort of lifetime payout of money. And so that's gotten to be bigger and bigger. And then we look at the investments, look at, you know, taxes, look at healthcare, legacy, all those things. And once we have that all in a cohesive plan, it's very easy to account for all these situations, good and bad and in between, and know we're going to be okay and know that you're going to be able to retire with worry less wealth. I mean, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. We can set up a time to talk. No cost, no obligation right now for any radio listeners. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800 954-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And I always like to have my monthly contributor here, Drew Frampton, to kind of give us a little bit of update on real estate and the mortgage market in general. So yeah, it's great to have you here, Drew.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so, you know, I do have a crystal ball in my conference room. It's actually kind of getting probably a little dusty. I don't know if we have anybody cleaning that off. And nowadays, of course, you don't want to be touching it because, you know, it has to be sanitized, all that fun stuff, right? But I've never found the on switch, which is really hard. So, you know, but despite that, you know, let's maybe talk about the real estate market. You know, what's it look like? And, I mean, obviously, all the COVID stuff has had some effect. I mean, I know initially it was really bad where people couldn't even see houses and such, but I know that's gotten a lot better. But I mean, what do you think about things going forward here? And should somebody, you know, upsize, or should somebody stop renting and try to buy? And, you know, what do you think?
Yeah. So I think, you know, just to preface this, obviously, you know, like you alluded to, there is no crystal ball out there. So some of this is speculation. Some of this is backed up with some hard data, but it's still probably a little too early to really tell. But there's certainly some trends that are changing. And, you know, COVID in general, because we have sheltered in place, people have been considering shelter, right? And they've been thinking, what does shelter mean to me, and what do I really need in my shelter? And the fact that...
How do you get 6 feet away from your family? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Right. Need a bigger house for that.
Exactly. That's no. Something that a lot of people are considering. I read an article that over half of Americans working are working from home. You know, and so, yeah, most people, I think, out of the denser metro areas probably have a spare bedroom. But I was on a call... a Zoom call, and it was a guy who runs a pretty big real estate centered magazine, if you can call it that, or news site or whatnot. But he was doing this Zoom call, and the guy's pretty successful. And he, you know, I believe he lives in the city. He was doing the call from his bedroom because he doesn't have a spare room, right? So it was, you know, telling that there's a lot of people in these dense city centers that they, you know, working from home is a little bit different for them, right? They're
yep.
in the living room, or they're at, you know, in their bedroom, at the breakfast nook. They don't have a designated place to work. And I think there is certainly people who have decided, you know what, work from home is actually working out for me, but I need a little bit more space. And so some of that trend is going to continue on, I believe, even once some of these larger companies say, okay, you can return to work. So, you know, I do believe that there's going to be a push for a little bit more space, both on the outside of the homes and on the interior of homes. You know, offices, a designated place to work is probably going to be important for people. You know, I think the suburban and even exurb suburb and exurb, which is the kind of the communities outside of the suburban areas, will probably do really well post this pandemic.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of values and stuff, I mean, you know, what do you think? I mean, should people be trying to upsize now, or, you know, wait till, you know, like a lot of the stuff is always, you know, sell in spring, right? And all that stuff. But yeah, sometimes right. if you're going to be working for 6 months in a cramped area of your house and driving yourself nuts, maybe that's not the best thing to do. So what do you think about, should people try to sell now or move up and get those larger spaces or wait, or what does your crystal ball reading say?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I have a default response to that crystal ball reading there, which is it's always a good time to buy. Right. And everyone chuckles because, well, that's the salesman coming out. But I truly believe that. And the reason why I tell people, hey, it's always a good time to buy is there's always as long as exceptions to that, right? As long as you have a long-term view, right? 5-10 years, as long as it's affordable for you to buy, right? And as long as you get some sort of product that is conservative and not going to, you know, put you at too much risk. Right. So for me, I'm typically biased towards, you know, the more fixed products, 30 years. If you can do the 20s and 15s, fantastic. But I like those fixed products for people buying their primary homes. For the most part, again, there's no one size fits all. But if you were going to say, Drew, no, you can't give me this super watered down answer of it's always a good time to buy, you know, I would say that I believe the government's printing money, right? We'll call it stimulus. And I believe interest rates are low and probably will be low for a while here. And I still believe people will want to live in homes, and if they can and it makes sense for them, buy homes. So I do think that the housing market's going to look good. I think it's going to look a little different, though, from pre-pandemic, right? So, for instance, right now, and this is coming from experience, condos are a little bit harder to sell right now. Right? There's not as much demand. But in specific areas at the right prices, you know, we're having houses sold within hours. So there is definitely lots of demand for that.
Yeah, I know my building only allows two people in the elevator at a time. So yeah, if you're living in some of these, we're in downtown San Jose, if you're in some of these high rises, that might put a little crimp in the whole condo living when you have to wait, you know, a half hour to go up to right to well, your condo or something. So I could see what that could be definitely an effect of, you know, and then all the amenities, the reason why people like condos and stuff like that, if a lot of those are stay shut down or stay not being able to use as much, kind of take some of the, you know, the value out of it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people, I think, in these condos that if you're in a desirable area, you know, for instance, if you're in a city center like San Francisco, even, you're paying a pretty high price for a very small space, most likely. And the reason why you do that is you're close to all these things that are all shut down.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about real estate and, you know, if you've got a question on mortgages and should you be changing a house or what are the options out there? I mean, one of the best things you do is just give Drew a call. They're very consultative in their approach. And yeah, why don't you give us that, that phone number again, and what's the best way to, you know, for them to get a hold of you to get that consultation?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can give us a call at 408-610-3210. Again, that's 408-610-3210. Or you can visit us online at o2mtg.com. That's O as in Oscar, the number 2, mtg.com.
Pick up the phone. Make sure you take a little bit of time to get these answers, you know, really, you know, solved and figure out if are you in the best situation or not. So it was great having you on here, Drew. You know, we'll have you back next month. But, you know, with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio with me, Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
Mm-hmm.
With all the uncertainty going on in the world, many people have been asking for products that have guarantees. With interest rates at all-time lows, it's hard to find a profitable guaranteed account. Right now, the highest five-year CD listed on Bankrate.com is 1.75%. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial Services is excited to be able to offer a multi-year guaranteed annuity for more than 3% for 5 years. There are no fees, just a time commitment of a few years. This is a great option for money you don't plan on using right away and also don't want to have at risk. If you've been asking yourself, what the heck should I do with my money, and you're interested in a product like this, or you'd like to discuss other options, call Eric Heckman and the team at Heckman Financial Services now to learn more. 800-224-2489. That's 800-224-2489. Or schedule a time to visit at wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Annuity guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. When you go in and see him, his goal will be to help you solve any income gaps that you might have. So right now it's time, Eric, for you to give us an example of someone who has experienced some of those obstacles, and you have a financial fail for us today.
Yeah, well, since we do have the anniversary of 9/11 coming up here, and thinking back to those days where it was dot-com bust and then 9/11, and it was a pretty bad 3 years for the stock market. A friend of mine who's a financial advisor down in San Diego told me the story about, this guy come in and talked to him, and he said, "Oh, no, you're too conservative. I've got $1 million here. I'm going to take $50,000 out. I'll be fine." Well, the guy came back in 2003 into his office and said, "Hey, can you help me at all?" And he said, "Well, yeah, I remember we talked a long time ago and stuff." And well, he took the $50,000 out for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
That $1 million was now $450,000. What happened? I mean, he was taking out 5%. That's not a huge amount, but there's a thing called sequence of returns, mm-hmm. right? He was taking that money out as the market was crashing and crashing and crashing. Guess what happens to those shares? They don't come back. They're gone. You spent them, right?
Oh, no.
And so, that's one of the biggest risks. So really what, my friend was trying to get this guy to do is have some money guaranteed. Have some money that you can't lose that will always be there. Well, had he had that pot of money, he could have been raiding that pot when things were going down. And then as things went back up, he could have been switching back to the market money. The other one I like to actually include in there is a thing called steady income money. These are things that aren't in the market, but they pay a good dividend, like 5 or 6%, and typically on a monthly basis. So, that's one of the big problems, is people don't realize that if you have all your money in the stock market and bond market, which is, your 401k or retirement plan at work, I think that's one of the problems, is people don't realize how they're going to take this money back out. They just go, "Oh, well, the money's there. I'm just going to take it, right? And everything will be fine." And if you're lucky enough to retire in one of the rare times when there's never a down market, which let's see, when was that? I don't think you can name really that many 10-year periods where there weren't some bad time periods in there. Obviously, some were better than others. So, so that's one of the things that you want to do, is you want to make sure that you have a plan, that you have something that's taking care of that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. And that's what we can do here at Heckman Financial and Wealth Creator Radio. So, again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can always go online to wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.